The big thing in the playground that autumn of, or summer, yeah, autumn of 77, when I'm 10, was these figurine Panini sticker books. You know, everyone of primary school remembers crazes. It was always something. I remember it was fucking marbles or Conkers or some sticker book or other, some sort of bullshit that kids get into. I don't know what they do nowadays. I've lost track of it, even though I've got kids. I don't listen to them. why would I? So it was these frigging sticker books, you know? And there's just a ready appeal in collecting, I think, appealed to me. Not football, collecting appealed to me. I was into music already. I was a kid who was into music. I was into history. I collected shit. I collected military soldier things. I collected, yeah. I was into that side of things. And I was collecting records already at that age. So the sticker book was there, and he was into Liverpool, and he was going on about this fucking sticker, this prize one he wanted to get. Kenny Dalglish, this fella was called. And he kept singing songs about him and about Liverpool. And he opened the book up one day to show me his sticker book, and it was three quarters full of all these red shirts. And I thought, that looks good. Don't know what it was. I thought, that looks good. I like that. So my mum, it must have been with my mum in the shops one day after that. And like as a kid, you just see something, you point it, I want that one. Right, whatever. Got the sticker book, got it home, had my first few stickers, and then you're sort of up and running then. And from that, and you've got to find your motivation, don't you, in a sticker book from nowhere, in a subject you're not interested in. And having the red ones was my motivation. But what I do, which all sounds really fucking spurious as a way to start a lifelong love affair with a football team. But I don't know quite how it happened, but I went from 0 to 60 from sort of liking the color red, and I think the way Kenny Dalglish looked so majestic in his kit and was so prized by my best friend Michael. I went from those sort of really tenuous associations to being absolutely fanatical